This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be traveling to Ukraine as scheduled so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo had postponed the trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor ongoing developments in Baghdad. Will Ruger is the Vice President for Research and Policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute. He says the Trump administration has deep political reasons for sending more U.S. troops to the Iraqi capital.
Clearly, the politics of this is that the president doesn't want to have a Benghazi situation on his hands, and so you can understand that. But in terms of sending more troops to the Gulf, to Iraq specifically, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The Secretary of State spoke Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy. Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting. This is VOA News. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 48 hours to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that is expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service on Thursday morning declared a tourist leave zone. It stretches about 200 kilometers from Batemans Bay along the southeast coast to neighboring Victoria State. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore said Wednesday that Australia's government needs to change its policy on emissions.
The big goal for all of us in 2020 is to work hard to make sure our governments start taking effective action to reduce our emissions and to minimize this impact of accelerating global warming here in our country.
Authorities are warning visitors to leave before Saturday when temperatures are expected to climb above 40 degrees Celsius. The heat, coupled with gusting winds, is expected to create dangerous conditions that officials have said could be as bad as any so far. Officials in Afghanistan said Wednesday that Taliban insurgents killed at least 28 pro-government forces in attacks in the country's north. An Afghan official told VOA that a security outpost in northern Kunduz province came under a major insurgent attack that left 13 pro-government forces dead. Another 15 security personnel were killed in neighboring Balkh and Tahar provinces, according to police commanders and government spokesmen. Despite harsh weather conditions, the Taliban has staged almost daily battlefield attacks in Afghanistan's north and northeastern provinces. Some 100 Afghan forces have been killed and scores more injured in the past week. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges. That's a step that could delay his trial for months. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. And scientists think that they can make an old tuberculosis vaccine far more protective. AP Shelley Adler tells us how.
Tuberculosis kills more than a million people a year, mostly in poor countries. The only vaccine protects babies, but it's far less effective at preventing teens and adults from getting the deadly lung infection. In tests with monkeys, researchers found the vaccine worked dramatically better when injected straight into the bloodstream instead of today's skin deep shot. More safety studies are needed before the approach is tested in people. The findings appear in the journal Nature. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.